Commentary on Story Number 22, Books and Sages. This interesting little anecdote points out several different aspects which can be useful for a person. A person especially working in the field, not only one who is approaching a particular teaching. Obviously, we have many things to do, and some people are involved on many different levels. We tend to organize both the outer and inner work on the basis of need, not on the basis of what we would prefer to do. So if there's a need in dealing with something outwardly, then we do that. If it's needed to deal inwardly, or if it's needed to deal with a more mundane task, we do that. We take care of the dripping faucet when it's needed. We wash the floor when it's needed. We tend the altar when it's needed. If you have an altar, the altar of the heart being perhaps a better thing to tend, a more real thing to tend than the outer. But in any case, we tend what is needed to do in the manner that's needed at the time that's needed, and this becomes the most important work. When it's not, and is the one that's right directly in front of you. From this, one can learn, and by paying attention to this and absorbing the pattern, the feeling, the transmission through the outer work and the inner work as well, then the person gets into not only the rhythm of this, but the perception of this, the understanding of it, and the conveyance then takes place. So the work and real conveyance can be done and is many times done, more so not in from the standpoint of a general, outer, spiritual, religious, highfalutin teaching practices, but rather immersing oneself into the work as much as one's capability is, capacity is, trying to follow and attune to the position and perspective of the one who is guiding and leading. This is from a learning standpoint. From a conveyance standpoint, then one is part of that chain and transmission and is part of the one work that is taking place and therefore then extends that and brings it into the world through whatever particular forms or means the person is expressing or doing. He gives an experience, the teacher gives the understanding to the student who asked, why did you say this when I know that what you're saying is not correct outwardly? He says, the student is saying, you must be paying attention to something else, perceiving something else. And the teacher then goes on to explain how people get caught up in superficialities, words, outer work as being important. And then also explains some of his action in the pleasing is not in the way that is typically perceived, but it's for another purpose or another reason at all. And this again points out that some of the actions and approaches of an individual and what they do may be completely different than what is seen or perceived externally. This is the end of this commentary.